Hello and welcome to Eden Exchanges, the business journey podcast by Eden Exchange. Today, our client operations manager and team lead, Kirsty Dinning, spoke to Kim O'Donnell from Gecko Sports. Listeners, Kim discusses why she became a Gecko Sports franchisee, what led Kim to decide to purchase the national franchise, the exciting opportunity to own a flagship location available now, what a day in the life looks like for a Gecko Sports franchisee, how Gecko Sports supports its franchisees, and so much more. Keep listening to learn all about Gecko Sports right here on Eden Exchanges.
Hi, welcome to Eden Exchanges podcast. My name is Kirsty and I will be your host today. Today we are joined by the wonderful Kim from Gecko Sports. How are you going today, Kim?
Yeah, pretty good, thank you.
Awesome. Firstly, can you tell us a bit about your background in the workforce?
Sure. Prior to Gecko Sports, my background was corporate executive marketing, working for global leaders, iconic brands from Swiss Vitamins to Whirlpool, Remington and the Pacific Brands Group. So the great part about my roles were that they were end-to-end, so I sort of got to work across all areas of the business and deal with lots of different key stakeholders in the business, which gave me some great experience.
Absolutely amazing. And so then what brought you to Gecko Sports?
Essentially, I wanted to actually do something a little bit more rewarding. I was made redundant from a career that I thought was going to be forever and realized I had some amazing skill sets in that I could take across and potentially have my own business in. It was a bit scary, but I knew through doing some career counseling actually that I wanted to give back, do something with the community. I love children, I love sports, love being active. And then after a little bit of time, I just stumbled upon Gecko Sports and it ticked all the boxes. So I jumped in, I bought a territory, but not just one, I bought two to start with. I was a little bit greedy. And then within 6 months, I bought the national company. And here we are today, 7 years later.
Just a bit of a journey there.
Yeah, absolutely. But a great journey. It's been incredible.
Yeah, sounds so good. How does Gecko Sports differentiate itself from other franchises in the market? And what are unique advantages do you offer potential franchisees?
I guess what's unique about Gecko Sports is that we're a multi-sport provider to children. So we specialise in primary school aged kids, which are 5 to 13-year-olds. And so we're the only national activity provider for kids that has more than just a single or a few sports. So we've got 18 sports that we offer to children. Plus we've got fitness programs and a whole lot of really fun theme programs that are exploding like nothing else. But also I think that we do things a little bit different at Gecko Sports. We're quite quick to move with the market and any trends. We're a small group of really passionate, like-minded franchise owners, and I call them partners. You know, they're my business partners as much as it goes both ways. So I take a lot of input from the franchisees. It's quite a collaborative mindset within the organization. It's a great culture to work in and we're really supportive of each other. And we found that this is actually, Kirsty, quite a growing segment. So it's sort of evolving itself pre-COVID. Coming out of COVID, some of the business structures changed and we're just able to kind of move with it a lot quicker because we're not too top heavy. So that's been a really great advantage to us.
No, it's so good, especially with everything that you offer and all of that. So, Kim, tell us about the exciting opportunity you have to share with us today.
Yeah, so we wanted to talk to the public and get everybody excited about a really exceptional opportunity we have locally in the flagship area of Bayside, Victoria. So we started in Bayside, Victoria in 2007. So a long, long time ago. We started franchising in 2016, however, nationally. And so the Bayside iconic location is up for sale. So this is our flagship zone. I operate and own that zone myself, actually, as the director and franchisor. So that's been going for some time now. And it's time for me to step aside from my baby, which was Gecko Sports Bayside, and I'm looking for someone really strong to come in and take that over and hopefully get it back to being the number one franchise, because I've had to put a lot of time into the head office to support the franchise network. So yeah, we're looking for someone to buy the Bayside and Caulfield, actually. It's two zones as one. So it's a pinnacle zone. It's absolutely full of schools, which we're working quite strongly. So yeah, it's a really exciting time for the business going into 2024. We've got the Olympics next year as well. So it's a really great time to get on board.
Yeah, Bayside girl myself, very biased that Bayside is the best and we need it back to the flagship.
Absolutely. The Gold Coast, or you're actually a country town, Young in New South Wales was number one for a few years, which is incredible. It goes to show that the business doesn't necessarily have to be in a high affluent area. So a thing the Gold Coast have taken over. I think Canberra's going to take over this year, yeah, but I'm really hoping in the next couple of years we can get it back to Bayside.
Yeah. And then on that, what qualities do you look for in potential franchisees and how do you ensure they're a good fit for the Gecko Sport brand?
Yeah, essentially we're looking for like-minded people. So, you know, I love hearing about someone that's passionate about their sport or their sporting adventure in life, their journey as to the moment that they get in touch with us. So people that work with children, maybe work in education, maybe you've worked as a sports coach themselves, or you could be like me, an absolute sea changer that came from corporate exec marketing and just needed something more fulfilling in their life and now is following, you know, I guess more of a heartfelt journey. So we are a great culture group of business owners, like I said. So we are looking for people that fit that culture. And one of the main things that I always hear a franchisee say after they've done their training and start is, wow, I wish I'd, you know, learn about this sooner, or this is exactly what I've been looking for my whole life. So most of the franchise owners will say something like, you know, I just want to share my passion or my love of sport with children. And that's the key. We're about the kids first and we're a business second. And that's what really sets us aside and makes us really authentic and genuine in what we offer. So looking for someone for Bayside, though, that's quite savvy because it's a strong area. It's got an existing incredible client base there and brand recognition. So we're looking for someone that can manage the business. They can work in it themselves, coach, operator, but also employ coaches and have that network of coaches working for them across multiple income streams that we operate in.
Yeah. And do you want to tell us a little bit more about the multiple income streams that they get?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. So we're not just a cookie cutter franchise. We don't just do one thing. So whilst we have our sports programs, we have our fitness programs and our themed programs, all of those multitude of programs can be diversified and delivered through things like after-school classes, holiday programs, birthday parties, events, and also in schools. So schools is one of our biggest growing categories in the business. It equates to at least 50% of what the franchise operator would be working in. And that's daytime school programs from 9 to 3. And we work under federal sporting schools funding where it's free. It's free for the school to promote a sport and deliver a 4-week program in schools to the kids. So it's really unique what we do in a day. You know, we might be doing a whole lot of different things in one day for that franchisee. So no day is really the same, which is really great.
Yeah. And so on that, what would you say a typical day-to-day looks like? Or would you even go like what a typical week looks like for a franchisee?
Yeah, absolutely. So like I said, it's quite diversified. We've got some great systems in the background that support the franchisees so they get to do what they love, which is to be, you know, community facing. So they're working with community schools, sports clubs, councils, you know, basically say wherever there's kids, you know, you can be there with Gecko Sports. The amount of weird and wonderful programs we've delivered over the years is just incredible. It really tickles your heart when you hear of the different things that people want to do with children, to do with, you know, mother and son, father and daughter, through to parents and children, through to we do well-being weeks, we do end of year, we do team building, we do a whole lot of different things to do with schools. So they're going to be coaching probably sometime there in their day because they love it and they're really passionate about it. Usually they're staying in touch that way. So they're going to be coaching in a school perhaps. They might be doing an after-school class. Depends on their work, family life, sort of balances to how they want to structure that with their own children or family or personal requirements for the day. And then they're going to have a team of coaches working. So they're going to have to organize where the coaches are going. We've got a great scheduler for that. They're taking bookings from new customers. They're talking to customers, booking in future programs. They're organizing equipment. You know, they're overseeing programs to making sure that our quality of delivery is top notch because we are seen as one of the high level providers of activities to children in Australia. So we like to keep on point with our delivery. And then of course, liaising back with myself and the head office support team for any tools that they may need to keep growing their business. There's marketing involved there as well, which I think we'll talk about in just a moment, but there is a bit of marketing in there as well, which is really fun. It's not intense and it's not scary. If you love what you do at Gecko Sports and you're passionate about, you know, sports and kids and being active, it just comes really naturally to you.
Yeah. And I think that's what's so amazing about being franchisee with Gecko Sports is that you're having such a diverse day-to-day is keeping that excitement and that thrill, and it's always something changing and it's always enjoyable. It's never like a rinse and repeat, and there's still so much room to grow in those positions as well.
No, I mean, we're doing elements of our program, or I'm still delivering elements of our program 7 years later, and it's a winner every time. And you think, how can they still love this? But if any parent has never said or had a child said to them, let's do that again, you know, they'll know that you can repeat things with children. But we have so many new programs and activities all the time. We're diversifying our program constantly to keep up with demand. But yeah, it is super fun for the franchise owner and their coaches as well. So it's a really, yeah, rewarding industry to work in. Definitely.
Yeah, and see the kids light up and just the benefits for them as well. That would be incredibly rewarding.
Yeah, that moment I always call the franchisee after their first coaching session, and I just say, what was your aha moment? And it's always, oh, when the kid's face lit up, or when a child came over and said, that was the best thing ever. And it really just makes their day. So yeah, it's really fun.
Yeah, giving back to someone else is so good. So then how does a Gecko Sport franchisee work in their local community?
Yeah, well, I guess just in relation to what we were just talking about, you know, they are working across multiple, I guess, stakeholders in their community. So they're working with schools, be it from a PE teacher to a class teacher to a principal to the administrative team there that support a whole lot of things within the schools. They could be things like incursions where we go into the school and run programs. They could be excursions even. They could be an entire school event for the day or a week. And then they're working with the PE teachers on our funded programs. So that's that sporting schools programs. So we've got 8 different national sports that we support to deliver their program as a specialized sports program over 4 weeks in schools. And then they're working with councils. You know, we've got contracts with councils. We've got contracts with schools as well, where we actually go in as the PE teacher, because all of our programs actually align to the school national PE curriculum, which is the gold in what you get with Gecko Sports. But you're so working with councils, you know, we do holiday programs, we do weekly classes after school. There can be a whole myriad of things that we do working with the council, which is really rewarding. And then you could be working with sports clubs. You know, we do some pre-season training for some clubs for speed and agility, or for just, I guess, rebuilding, you know, their cardio fitness ready for the new season, or just fun days for retention for different sports clubs, through to working with, you know, YMCAs, community centres. And of course, the parents, all the parents of your local community as well. So there's an absolute huge amount of diversity in our customer base, which is what makes it super interesting and fun.
Yeah, no, and that I think that comes down to something that I know you've mentioned before, that it's a all year round, there's always opportunity. It's a non-seasonal job, as always. Some people might expect it's just one thing. There's so many other aspects to it that goes.
Yeah, that's a really good point. It's not seasonal at all. And we sort of, you know, over the first few years of franchising, we were sort of watching really closely, and I was monitoring everything to try and understand how the business works and the locations as well. But absolutely not. You know, we're doing holiday programs now in December. We do them in January. So we do them 5 times a year. We're working all school holidays. We're working all throughout the school term. You can basically operate your business 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year if you want. But you've got that flexibility that you don't have to, or you could put coaches in. You know, it is your business at the end of the day, and we give you the wings to fly. We give you all the tools to use. One of our franchisees said at our last conference each year, we have our annual franchise conference at the Australian Institute of Sports up in Canberra, and we have the head of each sport come in and do practical training with us. It's super fun. Bit of white line fever comes out then from the franchisees, which is always really good fun to see them in action coaching and getting amongst the sports. But they said, you know, this is like a business in a box, really. And it is. We simply give a recipe to a new franchise owner. They don't have to be great at one specific thing. We will actually train them and support and mentor them through their growth of understanding what to do when, what all the proven techniques and systems are that we've tried and tested over the years, and how we can grow their success really quickly from having an income in their first month, their very first month, not just waiting a whole term to turn over some income. They're actually out there coaching literally their first week and earning an income their first week that they're operating, which is great.
That sounds incredible. And that's definitely a benefit to going into something like a franchise, especially a Gecko Sport, is you've got the support and the backing and everything there, which then leads me into my next question. What kind of ongoing support and training do you provide to franchisees, and how would this contribute to their success and the overall success of Gecko Sport?
Yeah, good question. So it's quite hands-on. There's quite a few people within the business that support each franchisee's success from their skill sets. So, you know, I actually like to utilize our franchise owners who have key skills to support a new franchisee coming in. It builds a great team and a nice synergy between each franchisee for support. So from myself through to when we use specialized skilled agencies, they'll support different elements of their business operation. So from a national booking system, which houses the customer database through to invoicing, through to scheduling your programs and your coaches for rostering, through to your program. So your program delivery. We've got a program manager to support you through your delivery remotely. You don't have to be close by to anybody. Everything can be remote from where you operate your business from. Through to, we've got Gecko Hub, our library resource with everything in there. Basically anything you think that you need in your business, we've already thought of, and we have a form or a guide as to how to do that and to get yourself through that challenge or overcome that adversity. But usually we can find the success, which is going to be proven through booking a program. So generally I'll say to most franchisees that 9 out of 10 inquiries you'll get, you'll book a program with, because we have such a range of offering. And what our customers tend to like most about us is that we're flexible in what we offer, and we have that wide range of program offering. So I think by having all of these tools for the franchisees, they feel like they're armed with as much information as they need to be a real service provider and create a great partnership with their customers, so that they can plan out in advance with them as well, perhaps a term or a year. Even some of the franchisees work, you know, a year in advance, and they're planning out all of 2024 at the moment with their customers.
Yeah, no, it's so good. I think that's the kind of other brilliant thing. The fact that they can plan is they know what their year is going to have and what their year is going to entail. And so there's also the security element there, is they're not wondering about where the next dime's going to come from, the next job's going to come from. There's always room for that.
Cool, absolutely.
Which then goes into, yeah, looking ahead, what are your plans for continuing to grow Gecko Sports through franchising, and how do you see the brand evolving?
You know, we've seen a huge leap coming out of COVID, where, you know, essentially we were pretty much shut down the entire time. Schools were closed, which affected us greatly. So we've really exponentially grown what we would call our B2B. So our business to business side of operations has exploded since COVID. So where we uniquely dealt with customers like parents, and we were doing parent paid models, after school classes, holiday programs, birthday parties, we're seeing this business to business category of working with schools or councils or community centers. We're seeing that really, I guess, extend into an unknown. Basically, we're getting community centers contact us saying, hi, can you do this, this, and this? And we sort of almost say, really? Because it's incredible what is being requested out there in the communities at the moment, just to help with, I guess, well-being and welfare for children, to get them active, to get them back into some sort of routine in some way of being physically active as well. So we've found obviously screens are quite a challenge, but also coming out of COVID, there was a bit of a mental shift for everybody, including us adults, to get ourselves back into a healthy routine. And it's been the same for children. So it's been amazing to see what local community has been able to dig out of the ruins of COVID and provide for children. So we're just we're sitting here sort of with all of the different programs we can do, and customers are coming to us and saying, we want to sort of do this. And where it ends up is just incredible. You know, we're getting bookings with customers for, you know, a whole year. And that's something that we never really thought was possible before. And the retention of the customers is fantastic. You know, it's not like we do a program, we walk away and we never see them again. There's definitely a lot more loyalty out there, which is fantastic to see. So that's definitely one way that we're growing, is just through this more sort of business to business customer base. Not to say that our parent paid customer based model is not super important to us. It absolutely is. And we've got some really great new learnings coming into the business for 2024, which will see that grow exponentially. but also just the industry. We know that coming out of COVID that health and wellbeing is one of the biggest growth industries in the world. So we know we're in the right spot. We're sitting under some incredible government funding that's open to every school in Australia. So that's something that you walk straight into with Gecko Sports. That's not something that you can go and set up on your own. You know, we often will have someone that's thinking, oh, maybe I'll do this on my own. And look, honestly, the amount of time and effort and heartache it's worth to come in and buy a franchise when you can literally go and copy the model that we've created for you, but put your own spin on it is just incredible. So we call it the golden ticket at Gecko Sports, the sporting school's funding we work under. It's forever growing as well, and it's not going away. So it's a great opportunity for us to grow. And we're actually extending the amount of sports we've got in that coming into the new year with the Olympics as well, which is super exciting.
Yeah. So more on the Olympics, what other sports are you thinking of?
Yeah, look, we're in talks with about five different sports at the moment about being able to offer their programs in schools, because some sports will want to deliver their own programs in schools. Some of the top tier sports, like, you know, Aussie Rules with their AusKick program. Other sports don't really have the resources of coaches through clubs across all of Australia. So that's where we step in to support them. But for the Olympics, we're actually working on some really cool program sponsorship with a big brand and a huge sports agency that's going to be very exciting. I can't talk about it yet, but with our mini Olympics program that we're going to be offering to schools, there's going to be some really exciting Olympic Games tie-ins to that. So watch this space.
Yeah, very keen. This is definitely where your marketing background's coming in.
Yeah, when I get time, absolutely.
Yeah, and I'm very excited for the Olympics this year. Keen to see how we go. I love the swimming of all things.
Oh, look, it's fantastic. Yeah, even the more, you know, unique sports, like seeing just the diving or,
oh, yeah,
you know, having absolute respect for the synchronized swimmers, you know, it's incredible what they have to do.
Any sport, you just watch them and there's no way in hell that you're like, I could do that. You're like, nope, hats off to you.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
So, yeah, kind of coming back to it, what is the best advice that you can offer someone who is considering becoming a Gecko Sport franchisee? And what's the best way for them to get started?
I think taking that leap of faith and just getting in touch is the biggest step. Honestly, it is the biggest step because it's the most daunting one. Having that conversation with us will just open your eyes to what we do and what the opportunity is for you. Most of the franchise candidates that join after going through the process, you know, they have to do their due diligence. We want you to, and we support you through that process of doing your homework, getting all of the information. You know, we make sure we work at your speed and we answer all of your questions because it is your journey. So I think just being open is really important, and, you know, listening to all the opportunities, but having that mindset of being able to pitch yourself doing this while people are telling you what we do. If you can see yourself doing something, there's something that resonates with you. And what I always look for when we're talking to a new franchise candidate is what makes them tick. And so if what makes you tick are the things that we do, then it's a great synergy. And the next part is just formality of doing research together and understanding all of the elements of our business and the industry together with some professional advice. We always advise franchisees to have financial and legal advice, always. And we support them through that entire journey. So most of the people that end up coming on board say, I say, what was the hardest part? And they said, making the first contact or making that final decision. But we have a pretty easy system for them to follow. It's nice, easy steps. Even when you put your deposit down, you're not locked in. You know, it is fully refundable at any time, but it just gives you that exclusive offering to your territory that you secure for yourself. But yeah, basically just do some research about the industry, know what's happening in your local area. But if you tick the boxes of what the passion for Gecko Sports, which is kids, sports, community, it's going to match if that's what makes you tick as a person, I think, yourself. And we've had franchisees from all walks of life. We've had people that are completely not from any industry with any background of professional coaching even. We've trained them up to be incredible coaches. So definitely, I never thought my voice could be as big as it could, or that I could coach programs with 300-400 kids at one time, but we have, with a team of coaches supporting us. So the sky's the limit. I think just jump in. That's my advice. Just jump in and you never know where it'll end up.
Yeah, no, the first step is just ask and see.
Yeah, definitely. That's it.
And it's only good things from there. And finally, what else did you want the community of Bayside to know about the opportunity to become the Bayside franchise business owner?
Yeah, I think it's just a really exciting opportunity for somebody to jump into Bayside. Like I said, it is the franchise flagship zone that we started in from back in 2007. So it's got so much history and heritage. It's anonymous. You know, people know Gecko Sports. Like I said, I used to own it. So I'd drive around with my Gecko mobile, my car with Gecko signage on it, and kids would yell out at me at the service station, "Hey, I had my party with you." And it's just such a great feeling to be part of your local community. So we're looking for a new owner for Gecko Sports Bayside, which incorporates the Caulfield zone as well. It'd be great if someone was local and had those contacts. We're wanting someone that can jump in and, I guess, hit the ground running, because the business is there ready to take off. And yeah, we're just really excited to hopefully find the right person to come over and become a franchisee and join the Gecko family.
Yeah, no, lovely. Let's do it.
Go Gecko. We say go Gecko.
I love that. The Gecko way, everything.
Come and do it the Gecko way. It's lots of fun. It's rewarding. And you're part of a great team. And you're also part of something bigger, which makes you feel really supported, I think, which is important. You're not alone.
Yeah. To the next person, go and join the fun with Gecko Sports. Thanks so much for joining us today, Kim. It was an absolute pleasure having you. And yeah, it was amazing to learn more about Gecko Sports with you.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. And I'm excited to see who gets in touch with us. Go Gecko.
And that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us, Kim O'Donnell. It was a pleasure learning about Gecko Sports and your franchising opportunities. Now, for anyone listening to this podcast who would like to know more about this opportunity or kickstart the franchise process, click the JotForm link in the show notes below. Once you've submitted your interest, the team at Eden Exchange will get in touch as soon as possible to set you on your franchising journey. Eden Exchanges was brought to you by the team at Eden Exchange. In this episode, we spoke to Kim O'Donnell, who is part of Gecko Sports. To find out more about Gecko Sports, or to discover other episodes by Eden Exchanges, head to our website, www.edenexchange.com. If you're looking for a way to simplify the buying and selling process, then our new virtual lead room, Deal Exchange, is exactly what you've been looking for. You can learn more about the platform by visiting our website, or by getting in touch with our team. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn and Twitter at Eden Exchange for the latest updates, news and opportunities in Australia's trusted business marketplace. Thanks for listening.